Could cogeneration become the norm in U.S. factories? According to the Energy Information Administration, the industrial sector currently accounts for nearly one-third of all energy consumed in the United States. That's a lot of electricity flowing through the grid and into factories all over the country. Although electricity accounts for considerably less than labor or materials and supplies in terms of the total cost of manufacturing, the impetus for manufacturers to go green and reduce their environmental footprints could lead more companies to consider bringing power generation in-house. More specifically, cogeneration, also known as combined heat and power, CHP, could become the norm within the next decade, according to Roy Pork, senior energy advisor for the law firm Leclerc Iron and former president and CEO of the East Kentucky Power Cooperative. What is cogeneration? Conventionally, the production of electricity results in the loss of at least some energy in the form of waste heat. The idea behind cogeneration is to put that waste heat to use. For example, Pork cited one Kentucky manufacturer which uses sawdust and other wood waste as fuel for boilers to run turbines which generate nearly 40% of the plant's electricity. Cogeneration clearly is poised for rapid growth given the ongoing advances in renewable energy technology, the renewal of the 10% business energy investment tax credit for CHP, and the increasing push for CHP among regulators at both the state and federal levels, wrote Pork in an article for Plant Engineering magazine. As further evidence for this claim, Pork cited a recent report by Transparency Market Research which predicts that the global CHP installation market will grow from approximately US$525 billion in 2014 to US$813 billion in 2024. The current cost of CHP installations makes cogeneration impractical for most small and medium-sized enterprises, but Pork predicts that CHP could follow a similar trajectory to solar installations. Not so long ago, solar panels were considered far too expensive and inefficient for most, Pork wrote. Today, however, the economics of solar installation are penciling out for a growing number of businesses and other users. Mitsubishi Electric installs solar panels at U.S. headquarters. As an example of how far solar panels have come in a relatively short time, consider the recent installation by Mitsubishi Electric of a 1,380-module photovoltaic, PV, system at the company's U.S. headquarters. The PV system was installed using 690 Diamond Premium and 690 Diamond Pro high-efficiency PV modules. The system is expected to produce 547,865 kilowatt-hours within the first year of production. The system is expected to save the company 85% in electric costs, which totals $2 million over the next 25 years. Based on current electricity usage, the system is expected to cover 90% of the Mitsubishi Electric facility's electricity needs, which means it will pay for itself in less than 5 years. In addition to the significant financial savings, the system is expected to reduce greenhouse emissions by an estimated 424 tons annually. The system includes 10 Yaskawa, Selectria Solar PVI36TL transformerless, three-phase string inverters along with non-penetrating racking by panel claw. Mitsubishi Electric is pleased to contribute to the community and environment by producing clean energy with our own solar modules, said Kiyoshi Furukawa, president and CEO of Mitsubishi Electric US Incorporated. The system proves that businesses can be both environmentally and financially sustainable. In addition to reducing a company's environmental footprint, a principal advantage of bringing power generation in-house is that it reduces a facility's dependence on outside infrastructure which, in the case of the electrical grid, is becoming increasingly vulnerable. What do you think? Is cogeneration the best way to improve energy efficiency in U.S. factories? Comment below.